Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Hello, welcome to Hardcore Listing Podcast. I'm Stuart Roy Whiffin. Joining me as ever today, Christopher William Glasson.
Don't
good morning.
Start so nicely.
All right,
been,
well, I've already
been really horrible to me for like the 2 minutes before this podcast started, calling me a hipster.
Just because you've moved to Margate, and like, I went, what are you up to? And you ain't cat sitting.
Well, I'm not in Margate. I'm in East Finchley, firstly.
Where's that?
It's North London.
Right.
I'm doing Molly's sister a solid. Looking after their cat, Rory. Lovely cat. Great person.
Sorry, you're doing a solid for who?
Molly's sister wanted us to look after a cat for a day.
All right.
It's no drama. We'll do that. Absolutely no drama. And
a day?
An evening.
What cats can look after themselves for an evening?
Yeah, but it's nice,
it's not
isn't
a baby.
It? It's nice. Oh, Rory's very clever. Rory's IQ's you at about 9, I'd say. He's a lovely cat. He wants to sit on your lap. I love it. I'm not in my element.
Yeah.
He doesn't flinch when I slip a digit in him. He's an angel. Absolute angel.
That's like Molly's sister's not listening. How was your birthday?
Oh, right. Well, I mainly put skirting on her. I put skirting in a room. Fitted skirting. Can't fit skirting. Yeah, I loved it. Loved it. In that sense. And then the rest of it was on my own, putting skirting on. Really exciting birthday. That's what happens when you're 41, mate.
You're out today, aren't you? You're out today.
Let me correct myself.
Fucking being all Tiny Tim at fucking Christmas.
Let me correct myself. That's what happens when you're 41 and fundamentally no one likes you.
Glad you got that bit in. But we'll discuss birthdays changing as you get older, I think, in today's episode.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think that's what we're going to do, right? Because I asked you, what should we do today? Something to do with birthdays. And your fucking insightful thing was top five birthday stuff. And I just thought, it was quite late. I thought, I think he's drunk. Was you drunk?
No, I wasn't. I was in a car going to Ipswich. I went to Ipswich to watch Billy Ocean Colour Scene last night.
Wow.
And yeah, he was bloody brilliant.
Yeah.
I went up there with Cunt of the gang. And yeah, it was brilliant.
You mean it was just Billy Ocean, wasn't it? Not some cover band.
Billy Ocean Colour Scene would be the best cover band
he's
ever.
He's down in Margate not that long ago. And from our house, upstairs from the study, you open the windows, you can literally hear him performing in Dreamland. It was fucking brilliant.
Oh, you've got so many good songs. Yeah.
Game gets tough on vinyl. So yeah, so you was out with one of your mates, and it's my birthday celebration today. Was it Cunt's birthday then last night? Was it?
No. We just silly old fucking bastards that love the '80s.
Oh, wicked. But you saved some time and energy to come out for my birthday today, have you, mate?
I can't today. I can't today.
Right. Well, it's just good to know where your priorities lie, mate. Just good to know where your priorities lie.
Yeah.
I've been saying let's pick a date and I'll take you swimming for about six months.
I've got it booked. I've booked
which
it off.
One?
The December date. I can do it.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll wind my neck in.
What did you say?
I wind my neck in.
Oh, right. I thought you said you couldn't make it. Hopefully, anyway. But they've said there shouldn't be a problem with that. So me and Stewie, we're going to go for a little spot of wild swimming. And if Pippikins is about...
Yeah.
We'll drag that little twat along. The thing is, what I'm worried about is he is just going to be able to get in this water like no one's business. I'm going to struggle with all this. I'm fundamentally...
I went swimming in the freezing cold with Pip not that long ago. And he ain't Wim Hof, mate. Just because he's fucking had a chat with him, God. He ain't bulletproof. He was as fucking awkward and as uncomfortable as me, mate.
I'm fundamentally not good around cold water, I'll tell you that. I'm going to be the wimping. I'm going to be the weak link here. The only thing that'll make me better than yous, guys, at that is fundamentally because I'm better than you. I'll find a way, but I think I think I'm gonna look like a big old Wimpikins when we go. But I'm up for it, and I think we'll probably get some nice podcasts out of that as well. Some good material, a bit like my holiday. Everyone seemed to enjoy my pain.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about birthdays today. So top five birthday stuff. So by that, I mean, it's loose, yes, agreed. But it meant that we could kind of talk about, you know, just birthdays when you're young, birthdays when you're older, presents, parties, just all birthday stuff. I thought keep it loose. It's a Sunday morning, you know. We're no point putting extra pressure on ourselves.
Sure, mate. Sure. I like it. Molly came up with some good ones. And you know what I said to her? Molly, it ain't your fucking podcast, mate.
Exactly. What's her fucking problem?
Unbelievable. She's standing outside now. I hope she can't hear this. She might rush in and beat me up. do you want to start?
All right.
Oh, no. You're not going to start. We're going to have a word out from our sponsors.
Hello. This is Chiles, Chaz from Love Beer. And I'm here to tell you about why I sponsor Hardcore Listening and what love-beer.co.uk does. I am a fully certified by the British Beer and Pubs Association for bar installation with a focus on home and office bars. I have loads of home bar clients who have really enjoyed the service during lockdown, as well as corporate office clients like Facebook and HelloFresh. I offer a complete solution from installing the bar equipment right the way through to keg supply. I also offer regular maintenance packages for those who want a bar without all the hassle.
Hello, this is Charles, also from Love Beer. I just want to also let you know I'm fully licensed to sell kegs. We can supply loads of different products from mainstream beers and ciders right through to trendy craft beers and even Prosecco kegs, all delivered to your bar by a certified technician.
Also, why I'm here... Have I mentioned the Land Rover Beeries 3, which is a 45-year-old XMOD Land Rover Series 3 that we have done a complete restoration on during lockdown?
The 3 Beeries 3 is a custom-built high-performance bar hidden in the back of a Land Rover. The bar we have installed is capable of doing upwards of 500 pints per hour. We're about 4 to 5 weeks off having it all back together and ready to show it off. And I'll be launching an Instagram for it this week.
Nice one, Charles.
Nice one.
Okay, lastly, we want to thank, and certainly not leastly, we want to thank... Is leastly a word?
No, it's really not.
Right, we're going with it. We're going with it.
Do it.
So, we want to thank Luke Van Boom. Luke Van Boom has a company called Bang Boom Creative. Luke is a long-time sponsor of this show and a friend of this show. If you see the pictures of Chris and I on the socials advertising this podcast... Them happy snaps were taken by the genius that is Luke Van Boom. I mean, that's just the tip of what he does. Chris, do you want to explain a little bit more about what Bang Boom Creative does?
Yes, it's all about fresh, production. So they're all about content with a heart and soul, making films of all kinds, shooting dynamic photographs and putting smiles on faces. They're passionate storytellers working with a diverse range of brands of all sizes. You know, their work includes short film, viral video, animation, hidden camera stunts, product demos, live action, 360 imaging and music promo. And they've worked with a ton of companies as well. Universal, BBC Children in Need, even the Mayor of London, Katie Piper, the NHS, the Dogs Trust. They've worked with a lot of companies.
It consistently blows my mind, you know, the stuff that you've just said there. Why does he have anything to do with us plums?
Stop talking him out of it.
Right.
There we have it.
There we go.
Now you can continue.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to start it off by just saying just the day, right? Yeah. It's your birthday, yeah. Right? And like, and when you're young, it's basically Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
it
up
is.
There with Christmas.
Yeah, it's Christmas too, and, like, isn't it, basically?
Yeah. Yeah. And I just remember the excitement of knowing it was my birthday and desperately wanting to be a year older.
Mm.
You know, I remember thinking, I just want to be 10.
Yeah.
I want to get to like 10 and like, and then like, you know, I'm like, turning 13, becoming a teenager. Yeah. Or was it like just before your 16th birthday, you got like your national insurance card come through and it was like, whoa.
Then you can use that to buy drinks in Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
That's what I tried anyway. Embarrassing. Disastrous.
How'd that work?
Disastrously. I mean, my mates didn't forget that till we were probably about 30. So that was a difficult one to live with, I think.
Do you remember when you tried to get drinks? When they went, can I see your ID? And you went, I've got my national insurance card. Do you remember that, Chris? And I'm like, yeah, I do.
I was talking about this last night in the car, about the fact that when you're young, like, the slightest little thing you do wrong, if you still have the same friends, that shit's banked. And you are going to get it thrown at you over the, you know, the next 20, 30 years that follow.
Yeah.
I was standing there with cunt queuing up for a drink last night. And he was saying about, like, how he wished that, like, I weren't his mate. And, like, because we grew up together, we sort of stuck with each other. And then straight away, I just mentioned, well, when you went travelling for a week, surprised you didn't meet some more worldly friends. And I've been dining out on the fact that he caused a massive hoo-ha to go travelling and went for a week and got homesick and come home. And like, and I've dined out on that every opportunity for the last 30 years. And you just think, I love that. I don't know if that's just men. Like, I think it might be.
There's a difference, right? And the difference is spite. You see, guys do it because it's a laugh to dig each other out, right? And it's kind of done in, like, a joshing sort of playful way. Girls, it's not that. It's a grudge. It's like they'll hold that flame against it. But it won't be in, like, that fun way. It'll be, like, it's used as a point, like, in a different way, I think, maybe.
Absolutely. I will bring up that time that geezer put it on you and Pip on the tube. At any opportunity, I will bring it up.
I just think women have got better more self-esteem than men. So that I think they just, you know, they don't want to hear it because they're like, oh, yeah, God. Whereas we're like, oh, shit, yeah, what losers.
It doesn't matter. That whole scenario blows my mind. Like, that whole thing of, like, just some fucking lunatic, like, he's just standing there and having a fucking dig at you and Pip. And he's clearly done the right thing by just thinking, right, he's not well, let's just fucking not get involved in this.
Yeah, yeah.
But for the purposes of banter for the next 10 years, you shit yourself. When your arsehole went. Like, there's nothing better than that. I had someone tell me they were going to knock me out with one punch on Friday night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because I smiled.
Is that when you see the joke?
Yep.
Was that before they got let in?
No, it was after they'd been asked to leave for being an absolute bell end. And yeah, he was standing outside being really brave. And I was just standing there on the peripheries of the situation. I hadn't been involved in the situation in any way, shape or form. And I was just sort of, I know it probably sounds weird because I've got a generally miserable looking head. I was just quite happy. And like, I mean, I kind of like, mid-rant, he's looked over and I'm sort of smiling. And he went, "You fucking thinking you're one of the fucking boys with that smile on your face." And that made me smile more. And he went, I'll fucking knock you out with one punch. And I just thought, what could I say that would be quite witty here? So I went, "I can't see anyone holding your back." And like, and there weren't anyone holding him back and he had no intention of doing anything. And I just thought, oh, I'm fed up with fucking people just thinking they can just take pot shots at randoms. But yeah, he was classic one of them. All right, okay, can someone quickly hold me back then?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not what we're talking about.
No,
we're talking about birthdays.
And then we've all gone all like...
So just the occasion, like the excitement of a young birthday. And then I think as you're older, which is kind of what I want to sort of have as my five, really.
Okay, right.
Is,
the twofer, is it, this one?
Like, well, you know, my last birthday I was 48, right? So that's like, it's old. And it's like, I mean, I've never been bothered about getting older. Mm. 40, couldn't give a shit. But I've got to be honest, 50 feels weird.
Yeah, I'm with you. I get it, mate.
Like, that one feels like, oh, that's quite old. Like, but nowadays, I think, right, my birthday, what am I going to do for my birthday? And I mean, we've done some fun things on my birthday. We've often gone out and that's my ideal birthday. Yeah. I like a little pub crawl.
Oh, lovely.
I like a little pub crawl, bit of daytime drinking. Like, that's my sort of fave, that is.
Yeah. Bit of adventure, because you've got a change in location.
I like that. Like, when we had a little one of them, didn't we, with... the last one we done would have probably been Rich, Jade Adams, Pippi Kins, just Big Papa Jay, even his missus. It was good. Oh, Jason came as well, didn't he?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey. Oh, John.
Perry.
Oh, yeah. God, I'm confusing nights out. Yeah, that was really good, that was. That was good.
I
felt bad because I didn't get a chance to really catch up much with Jason that day. It was really good, though.
No, I was just saying that was like the last time. I think then lockdown obviously has kind of vetoed birthdays since.
Yeah.
But so what I look forward to now is if I'm not going out, I just think, right, well, I'm going to pick what I want to watch on telly tonight and I'm going to pick a takeaway.
So this is real nice because this kind of ties into a little bit. When you said about you're getting older and 50 weird you out, it just reminded me, last night, I got to pick the movie.
What'd you go for?
Bad Boys for Life. Molly was not happy about that.
I wouldn't have been happy about
she
that.
She hates all good movies. I like to tell
is that like, is that Will Smith thing?
Now, Bad Boys was great. Bad Boys 2.
Rubbish.
Bad Boys 3.
I love the fact that you can fucking stick with it.
And But the thing that just made me think when you're saying getting older, just there's this really sweet bit where Will Smith's in hospital and his goatee is grey because he's in a sort of coma and Martin Lawrence is just dyeing it for him.
Mm.
And I just thought of you. I just thought, you know, I don't know why I thought of you, just dye it. But it's out there. You can do that now. You can dye a goatee.
I've got a thing. Like, when I... in my last like sort of PAYE job, we done Secret Santa, and one of the girls I worked with made it quite obvious that she'd got me, and was really pleased. And she bought me this kind of stuff that you can like. It's like a concealer of sorts that you put on your wrinkles. It's like polyfiller. And then she bought this like case, and then when you open the case, there's like a brush in it, and it's like. Looks like a black, like when you used to get like the little water paints when you was a kid, and you run this brush on it, and then you brush your beard, and it just kind of darkens your beard, and I'd be lying if I said I don't use that occasionally.
Do you really?
Yeah, no, it's not permanent. You just by the end of the night, it's all just fucking disappeared anyway. Yeah. But every now and again, if I'm like getting a little bit dressed up,
Mate, you do. I mean, I love to take the piss, but I just couldn't give a shit what people put on their heads or faces.
Lead by example.
I mean, I look a wreck 95% of the time. Yeah, it's just good to know that you know. That's all I want to know is that you know it's out there if you need it, basically, honey badger.
What's your number five?
My number five, actually, Molly said that straight away. That was the one Molly said about that you kind of said there. She also said that isn't it nice when you just it's your birthday day and then you forgot and then you remember, oh, it's my birthday today, and it makes you feel all nice. But I'm gonna go with one of my favourite things about birthdays was when I used to have birthday sleepovers. So the golden age
with mates or like uncles.
yeah. It was always my dad's side and all the male relatives. Sleepovers at like between like in 9 to 14 were just like it's probably slightly older than 9 actually. When I get into about 11 to 14, sleepovers were absolutely epic. And for your birthday, you'd have one, and because I was a bit of a nerd. It would mean like a few things. It'd be like a good sci-fi movie. Probably around that era would be something like Aliens or Predator. Possibly a board game as well. Maybe something like Space Crusade or Tyranid Attack or something like that. And then also like we've probably got a new computer game as well. Or if it was one of those big years where a new console had been released, a new computer games console. And I remember one year. Me and my mate had just got PlayStations.
Right, you and your mate. Right, so how many people are turning up to this? Because I ain't coming.
There's only 5 of them. Yeah, if you'd have
five people wanted to come round and watch Alien and play a board game.
If you'd have showed up at my sleepover, mate, I think might have been questions. Wouldn't there? You'd have been a bit old.
But I would have been like, hey, right, listen up, nerds.
I brought some fucking WKDs along.
Like, here's some Blue Wickeds. I'll fucking flip the board game. And I'll be like, right, come on.
Smell my fingers.
Right, come on, lads. Anyway, boys, what's the matter? You never seen a fully grown man naked.
Oh, they were so great. Like, you know, I just remember us having 2 TVs set up in opposite sides of the room, playing Ridge Racer, too excited to go to sleep. Like, Mama come down and says, right, I really mean it this time. Shut up. And then she'd go back upstairs and, you know, you would throw socks at each other in the middle. It was just a great time. It's just a great time to be alive, mate. I do love a sleepover. So I miss them. Can't really have sleepovers. But it just seemed...
It's frowned upon now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't have loads of sleepovers when I was a kid. It's really weird. Like Layla, like, she has, like, her mates stay over here, like, all the time. But I remember, like, it was like a proper occasion when I was a kid. You know, if you had a sleepover, it was like, like proper. Like, but.
Too special even for a birthday then?
Don't know. I don't think I ever had a birthday sleepover. But I don't think sleepovers were necessarily a thing when I was a kid. Like, we'll get on to what was a thing. That's going to be my number four.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, okay, go on then. What's your number four? Your phone's vibrating, mate, or is it your... Are you on OnlyFans too? Are they, is someone sending you a tip? You got your butt plug in.
It's actually my mother. He's ringing me.
Put a sock in.
Yeah, I know. Right. So I want to talk about the swim and burger.
Oh, right, amazing. Yeah.
So there was a swimming pool in Romford called the Dolphin, right?
Remember it, yeah.
You have to understand that I'm talking maybe this would have been 1985, 86.
Yeah.
And we had your standard swimming pool, which was incredible because it's a swimming pool when you're a kid. You know, it had diving boards. But then the Dolphin in Romford opened. Wait for it. A wave machine.
It's hard to get your head around it, really, mate, isn't it? Wave machine.
Every 30 minutes, the wave machine was turned on, and it was fucking remarkable. It was like you were staring at the future.
Yeah.
Like, it really was. And I had a mate called James, and he always, like... I don't necessarily think they had a few quid, but he always had, like, parties that were, like, next level, like, where there was, like, a spend involved.
Yeah, a couple of quid thrown about, eh?
Yeah, and it was like, right, James having a party, you invited, yeah, where is it? Oh, it's Dolphin Swim and Burger, and it's like, oh, my God. Like, so, basically...
I love a swimming pool burger as well.
I've not had one for a long time, but I do remember thinking that it was fine dining back in the day. And it would have been like, right, there's like, who's going in the car with James's dad? Who's going in the car with James's mum? And there'd be like about 70 of your mates. Literally, you'd all have proper fucking semis about getting to fucking the Dolphin and like just having a swim for an hour. Come out of there, burger, fries, milkshake.
Oh, what?
Also, more do you fucking want out of life?
There's probably also an arcade cabinet there as well.
There probably would have been maybe a couple. I mean, again, it's, I suppose, 85, 86.
Oh, no, mate.
Would have been a golden era, mate. Golden
era.
Yeah.
You'd have had your like, Space Invaders rocket.
Yeah, man. Yeah, boy.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, and I just remember thinking, this is living. This is really living.
Because
Romford felt like, you know, you was going on holiday anyway. It was fucking miles away, you know. Even though it took about 20 minutes,
A 20-minute trip when you're fucking nine feels like about 3 hours.
It's a proper day out, yeah. So, yeah, swim and burger at the Dolphin.
Oh, mate, incredible deckers. All right, well, I'm going to go. My number four is going to be a McDonald's party. I've still got the photos of those things. Hard to top a McDonald's party, to be honest with you.
That was my next one.
Oh, is it?
But I mean, it's all right. I've got others, but
I mean, just at McDonald's, Basil and McDonald's with the choo-choo train upstairs. You just couldn't get better than that. That was LIVIN, mate. I tell you, that was just the bollocks. You know,
is there a G on the end of that?
No.
Oh.
Not as how Matt McConaughey spells it. It's okay, man.
All right.
Oh, it's just brilliant, wasn't it? Just a simple fucking... Either you could have a hamburger or a cheeseburger. That's it. They were your options. You want meat or meat with dairy and some chips. And you obviously get a little cup of drink. Probably get like a small Coke, wouldn't you? And you just sit on that train. And for some reason, that just made it all the better. And then there was just a painting of like Ronald McDonald. I mean, if you think about it, that doesn't really cost a lot. But the amount of demand to get a birthday party in McDonald's Basildon was just absolutely insane. I mean, I don't even ever remember Ronald McDonald coming out. I've either done that or I've suppressed it.
No, I never saw it. I never saw it. It'd just be like some like disgruntled fucking like staff member in like when they used to have like the kind of the old school kind of hats on, like the. I don't know how you describe what them hats were, like paper hats.
Yeah.
But you also have like your kind of cardboard one that you just put on top of your head, maybe a couple of fucking naff balloons, and you'd all be fucking. Because I mean, funny, back in the day, Hamburglar was a legit cunt, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's bad, man. Yeah, it's got a face mask and that. Looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, like, you know what they used to do instead, right? The highlight of it is they'd take you to the freezer, the walk-in freezer, and they'd go, do you want to come to see some polar bears? That's what they would say. And you'd be like, yeah. And
then never heard of this.
You'd go downstairs into the big McDonald's walk-in freezer, which was...
What, just you on your own?
No, like, you know, a group of you.
Right.
And you'd be like, this is fucking brilliant.
So a load of fucking scruffy little Bazarin kids with nits and fucking cold sores get put in the fucking hygienic room of the freezer there's all fucking food that everyone's got to eat.
You're portraying Bazarin like Bob Geldof portrayed Africa at Live Aid. We weren't all covered in cold sores and nits, mate. It weren't like Terminator Judgment Day in the future. We weren't all huddling around a TV with a can.
I wasn't in the Cotswolds, you cunt. I was in Grays. That ain't no better.
Exactly.
Let me tell you how bad Grays is, right? This is the benchmark when you know how bad Grays is. McDonald's shut down and moved. There's no longer a McDonald's in Grays. Yeah. It went. That's how bad Grays is.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, that is quite tragic. At one point, I think Basildon had 3 McDonald's in the city centre. I'm like, how do you need... You don't need 3. Was it 2? But, yeah, like, how is that good that you... I think it's genius. They were like, what can we do? Just show them a part of the restaurant they don't normally get to see. And I fucking loved it, mate. But then you compare that to people's like Super Sweet 16s in America. You know what? They don't know they were born, do they?
Oh, do you know what?
They don't it's know like they were born.
Having a 16-year-old and knowing some of the Schoolgate Mafia from back in the day, who I get on really well with, yeah. And you see the bling shit stuff they put on their social media for their kids' birthdays where, you know, you think, that's offensive. Like... You know, that's really offensive. It's like, fucking hell, like, don't flaunt it.
What do they put on? Can you give me an example?
Like, where literally they just have a massive fucking, in their front room, they'd have like a gazillion balloons, a massive 16, like just a freestanding 1 and a 6, like in there. And then there'll just be a load of fucking designer bags, like fucking Prada and all that shit, just like all stacked up in front of this stuff. And you just think, why are you putting it on social media?
Yeah, I don't know. Yes, it's a confusing one, isn't it? Confusing.
Yeah.
I just like hope that. I don't buy them. I don't know. If I'd had kids 10, 15 years ago, no doubt I think I'd have had that mindset. I think I'd have done all those sort of things. I think now if I have kids, if I'm lucky enough to have kids, I think I won't do any of that stuff. I'll just sort of like, you know what I'll do? I'll just show them the freezer at home. What's your number 3, Matt? Well, you did have McDonald's. You want to do another one, or do you want to do another 3?
Party games.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Soggy biscuits, spin the ball.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has 2 limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking again because it will pop up on the 80s podcast parties and stuff like that. And I was saying about it, and I can imagine party games, how fucking thirsty you would have been to play.
She wasn't, thank you very much. I was very...
You would have been that fucking scruffy little fucking over keen oik. Just going, like, no. I'm all right at bumps, but statues. I'm really good at statues, right? I reckon, if we had to, if there was such a thing, musical chairs, I'd say, I reckon I was probably the best in Essex.
You wouldn't have beaten me at musical chairs, would you? Come on now.
See, I was always comfortable with going in hard as well. And it's like, right, there's like 2 people left, 1 chair.
Maybe. You might have overpowered me. Yeah.
And it weren't even like if you won that and your fucking prize was like a fucking fun size Twix or whatever. It was like, I don't want that. I just want the glory.
Yeah.
I just want the glory of, like, literally being the winner, having, like, a few fucking other kids, like, with, like, you know, sore arms where I've, like, pushed them out of the way and just, you know, all the other girls there just thinking, he's the best one, like, looking at me. And yeah, just mum and dad picking me up. And they're just like, how was the party? And I'd be like, yeah, won statues again, like, defending my title. Like, I just honestly think next time we're somewhere where there's a load of chairs and a bit of music, like, and there's a few of us, let's have a game.
We'll have a game of it. But I'll tell you this, mate.
Was your special? Statues, bumps, or chairs?
I'm like that Swiss Army knife where I'm good at all of them, really.
See, I don't think so. I can picture you, like, literally fucking being so thirsty for fucking bumps. I could just picture you.
Also, I mean, there's no... You can ask. My fucking reputation for hide and seek is... I am second to none. I mean, I haven't played it in a while, and I'm a bit bigger, but I am the best hide and seek in the galaxy, in the known universe. I'm the best. And all the others I'm pretty good at. My biggest problem is there's a point of time, even in your young life, where you realise that the games are rigged. And that's...
Hide and seek's not rigged.
Hide and seek isn't. That's why I could always win at it. You can't, let me tell you, mate, there's another one where they pass around that parcel. Pass the parcel, and when the music stops, you get to unwrap it, mate. That's rigged. It's rigged. It's the parent playing the fucking music who's deciding who wins. It's rigged.
What if the parent's blind?
I'm not talking about back in Grays, mate. Our parents weren't all like, you know, had afflictions from like living too close to power cables or whatever weird shit was going on in Grays. Like, we all had eyesight, most of us. Actually, there was a young lad who was blind that I knew. Lovely, lovely lad.
Petey.
No. But he wasn't the one playing the music. So, yeah, when you find out it's rigged, when you're really good and then you're thinking, hold on, no matter what I do here, I'm not able to win, you realise it's rigged. And, yeah.
Yeah, but then that's, again, because normally the birthday person will win that.
Exactly, and like, that's what I'm saying.
And rightly so, it's their birthday.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Like,
my dad's made a best man win, mate. That's what I've been brought up on.
Is why you wouldn't have gone to many parties. This is why you had to have, like, a fucking very minimal amount of fucking pillback nerds at your fucking sleepover. Do you want to play parcel? There's no point. Chris don't like fucking pass the parcel.
All
right, come on. We're going to play a fucking ball game that takes 4 hours. Oh, brilliant.
That is one of mine. I'll do that.
Yeah, now. I'll just... Party games. Yeah. I just fucking loved it. Like, statues, bumps, chairs, passed the parcel. Like, I'd accepted it. Like, I think I was, like, brighter than you, so I'd kind of realised that I wasn't going
to
win.
No, so, or you were that sort of prick holding on to the present.
Like, that would have been you. 100%. 100%. You still have a load of fucking chocolate from a wagon wheel smeared over the side of your face where you just fucking chowed that down like a fucking eager cunt.
I'm not this guy. I was very well presented. I was more like Hitler Youth. Like, I was following everything, playing everything by the rules, like absolute golden, white gold hair, playing everything by the rules expertly. I should have been very dislikable, like I did. I don't think kids would realise how unbearable I was at that age.
I know exactly how unbearable you were. You would have been so, like, just wanting everything to hurry up to get to games. You would have been definitely like that. You would have just fucking... You would have just fucking grabbed a couple of handfuls of fucking party rings, smashed them down, and then the next thing you know... The parents, whoever's party is, he's having a fucking word with your mum and dad on the front drive, just saying, he just started fucking thinking he was really clever, telling everyone what a Bombay roll was.
So my number three is your friend, like, which follows on a little bit with what you said there, is your friends having to do shit stuff with you. Because my mates, like, I've got friends, like, for example, my niece, Gemma and Will, they'll like a game of Risk. Jamie would enjoy Risk too, and then the majority of everyone else I knew would just have to be putting up with playing board games with me.
I ain't playing Risk on your birthday.
You're not coming, mate. I ain't playing Risk. You blew me out, mate. You went out last night with your other mate. So Pip placated me and played Blood Bowl with me, which God bless him. But you know, a lot of, like, obviously my cousin Robin, we love a board game. We'd play him to die. But yeah, my mates, I'll use it as an opportunity to do his stuff that I think that my friends just are literally having to do it through fucking gritted teeth.
Games I'll play with you on your birthday: Crossfire, Tank Command, Crossbows and Catapults.
Yeah, Crossbows. Oh, fucking. We there's a Venn diagram of our personalities that meet there, mate. So I can meet you at Crossbows and Catapults.
Deal.
I think you beat me. I think you got me. I think you got my number at Crossbows and Catapults, mate. To be honest with you. So yeah, friends having to do shit stuff with you. And I mean, like, I guess the sort of, like, two for one on that one is everyone having to be nice to you on your birthday.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's quite sad, that.
It's nice, isn't it? Like, everyone's just being nice. It's like, oh, thanks. Like, even though fundamentally they know I'm a cunt.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. If you weren't such a cunt, you'd probably find that people were generally nice to you all the time.
No, but I think it's more, like, more fun when they're doing it through, like, I like the fact they're doing it against their will. call me a dangerous loner. Yeah, I like it. I like that manipulation of human nature, really. So, yeah, just that whole people having to placate you on your birthday is a really nice sort of, like feeling. Molly having to try and watch Bad Boys for Life last night was wonderful.
Yeah, that is one of the things you could get to watch.
Yeah.
You can pick your thing, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, she didn't look at the TV once, I don't think.
Yeah. See, I can't handle that. Yeah. If I really am excited to watch something and anyone I'm in the room with doesn't share that excitement, I just think I'll turn it off and watch it on my own.
I did, to be honest with you, mate. Like, we didn't watch it all. Like, this is how far we actually got on Bad Boys for Life, right? Because obviously I'm exaggerating my personality. I put it on thinking, basically I'd done Molly a solid, right? We got to her sister's house and Molly...
Sorry, what does this mean, I'd done a solid? In medical terms, I'm sure that's something far different.
No, doing someone a solid, like, I guess it's an American term of phrase for doing someone a favour. And basically,
why don't you say favour? Because doing a solid just means, like, you put a fucking turd in a jiffy bag and mailed it to them.
Okay, I'm going to do you a solid today. that's really good. We got to her sister's after driving in London, which is much fun. And then we're going to have some food. And Molly decided she wanted to have some cheese. She has to sometimes have some medication, right? And she'd left it back at her other place. So I had to drive, like, a 50-minute round trip, an hour round trip to go and get her meds so she could have... So when I got back to the house, I had, like, a double whammy of, like, it being my birthday, and also me doing this favour for her. So I was kind of like, I knew I had a very finite...
Bank that, mate. Bank that.
Finite opportunity to put on something I'd want to watch that she normally just tell me to get to fuck. And we put it on, but within 3 minutes she asked me to turn it off because we were eating and there was a bit of blood on the floor. And she was like, oh, I ain't be funny, mate, but there's blood on the floor. I'm not going to watch that while I'm eating. And to be fair... Although I made fun of her, I used to get icky when I used to watch. I couldn't eat and watch a horror film. So, yeah, we turned it off, and then I put it back on, and it wasn't very good. And I could tell that Molly really wasn't enjoying it. And then I thought, well, I can't enjoy it now. So, yeah, after the beard dying bit, because in it, Martin Lawrence dies.
You don't have to tell me. Will Smith's I'm goatee. Never going to watch it. I can't stand things like that.
No, just letting you know about that beard dying stuff. We just turned it off. No, yeah, that was it. I can't enjoy something if the person I'm with isn't enjoying it. It's not on.
My number two.
Go on.
You can get drunk.
You can get drunk, mate. You can get drunk. You can knock around anyone you want, can't you? You know. Oh, sorry. No, just get drunk.
Just get drunk. You can have a little daytime drink.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it, eh?
It's like... You know, you just think, oh, right, what's that? Oh, I'm going out for a bit of lunch. Oh, I'll have a pint. It's my birthday.
Yeah.
I'm not going to drive today. It's my birthday. Like, yeah, I just like the fact that it's just... And people are up for having a drink with you on your birthday.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I sound like a fucking functioning alcoholic here. But it is that. It is just like the idea that, like... Because I like, as I've mentioned at the beginning, I like going to the pub with my mates.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and if you can do that on your birthday, oh, yeah. Little pub drink and being able to just, yeah, get pissed. Go and have a good piss up with your pals. Yeah.
My niece love even it. Said to me today, are you drinking today? I was like, yep. So I can't wait to go and have a cheeky little drinky poos.
Lovely.
So that'll just, but yeah, it is nice to have a drink with your mates and do cool things like having pub crawls and stuff like that. Have you got a birthday drink?
It's just consistent. I'm always consistent. I mean, if there's a cocktail bar, I'll have a pina colada.
I had a pina colada the other day and thought you, mate, when I was in Corfu.
Yeah, a little bit
pissing
of
rain.
Bit of sunshine indoors. But yeah, generally that or. Maybe a whiskey cocktail if there's that. But generally, I just think I've pushed the boat. I've upgraded. I found a bottle of wine that costs £8. And
no way.
Yeah, went fucking rogue the other day and bought two bottles of it. 60, I mean, I know that wouldn't eat that you spend more than that on one bottle.
But for a mate as well, not even one I'd drink, just, you know.
I'm always floating around like £6 for a bottle of wine, but it felt like maybe I've just upgraded and maybe, you know, coming out of lockdown, just kind of putting value on different things now and just thinking, you know, I've had a lot of time to reflect and if I need to spend £8 on a bottle of wine, fuck it.
You are a legend. What wine was it out of interest?
It's called, it's a Merlot. No, it's a Malbec. Sorry, it's a Malbec. Mm. Bought it out of the co-op. It's really nice.
I outed myself the other day at work. Someone said, do you like red wine? I was like, yeah, I don't mind it. And the person said, oh, my favourite's a Malbec. And I went, yeah, I like Malbec. Quite heavy. And I went, no, really light. And I just thought...
No, it's heavy.
Oh, it is heavy. Fucking right. I'm going to go back to them on bloody Monday and be like, oi, you got it all wrong. Malbecs are quite heavy. I thought that. And I just haven't drunk one for about 2 years, so...
Yeah. No. That's why I like a proper full-bodied wine.
Yeah.
And like, that is very much that.
Oh yeah, no, I like that, and a Rioja, obviously.
Again, like that Malbec. When we recorded the first ever or second ever hardcore listing that never come out with Ben Berlin and Jordan, he bought a bottle of wine around that night. Yeah. It was still the best bottle of wine I've ever had. Can't remember it.
To Ben and Jordan. Yeah.
Drunk a bottle of rum as well and. Yeah, just talk drivel for fucking
really,
free.
I really want to listen to that.
I've got that on an old Mac somewhere, but I don't know if it's ever been edited or God knows what. But yeah, that must
we
be
We could
really...
put it out for patrons, but we'd have to give it a run once or twice over, I think.
That's 4 years ago.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, we got one with Mike from Engerica that never come out, from Baddies.
Oh, bollocks, yeah.
Right. So, yeah, there's still two in the vaults that have never seen the light
of
day.
Why did Mike's one never come out? Can you remember?
I'm sure at that point we were still trying to work out what was going on with the recording equipment and not realising we were just recording into a fucking computer mic. Right.
My number two, thoughtful present.
Oh, you boring prick.
What? Like, so I couldn't be with Molly on my birthday because of circumstances. And that evening, she was like, I've ordered you a takeaway. Because I was busy, you know, being, you know, doing man stuff. I was covered in sawdust, if I'm honest, Stu. And she
are you still fucking hamsters then?
Oh, yeah. That was my own treat to myself. And she'd ordered me a little takeaway. And it even came with a little Brooklyn lager. And it was just like, lovely. Get that. And her other present to me this year was a.
She was out on a piss with her mates, though, right?
No, she was out. Yeah. She was out with all her mates. And said she went to see Billy Ocean or something like that. And she's also bought me, which is brilliant. is a Nerf gun, but it's a Nerf gun limited edition. It's in the shape of the pulse rifle in the movie Aliens, which to me is like you couldn't get a better present for me than that. You know what I mean? That's literally like.
That's love, that is.
Yeah, it is. It's 10 out of 10.
She has acknowledged what a fucking loser you are, and he's helping make you more of a nerd.
Yeah, exactly. It still hasn't arrived yet. I think they're still making it. I think Sigourney Weaver's making it.
Really?
By her own
handcrafted.
Yeah. Her and a Xenomorph are making it. So, yeah.
That's a great present,
man. Yeah, it's well good. So, like, I mean, you can't go wrong. Like, I don't know. I guess having a lot of money is a nice present. If you thoughtfully gave me £100,000, that would probably still be the best present I've ever got. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to go, oh, no, there was this time someone gave me a hand-painted card. Like my mum in her late stages of dementia painted me a hand-painted card. That can get in the fucking sea. If you give me £100,000, it's still a better present. But, no, most of the time it is the thoughtful. It's the little presents that you get that just... Pip actually brought me round a this is nerdy. It was a toy from Akira, and it's one of the characters in it called Tetsuo. And I was like, oh, thanks, mate. That's very nice of him. So I actually saw Pip on my birthday. He came round, jerked me off. That was thoughtful. So, yeah, I think that's kind of cute, isn't it? And it's sometimes nice. Because I think we all have busy lives, and sometimes you just can't do it. And then other times you have a little bit of time, and you think, oh, I might try and get something... nice someone. So it's as much buying someone something for
still thinking about Pip ripping you off.
Yeah, sorry mate, it's a hard one.
Your tiny little fucking bullet covered in fucking pubes with that big old fucking hairy mitt clamp around it. Oh fuck mate.
It's hot, isn't it? Someone looked at my penis yesterday. Just a little circumcision update. I had my appraisal for it yesterday. So a wonderful doctor.
What's an appraisal for your cock?
I had to go nip somewhere, show someone my Johnson. They looked at it for less than 30 seconds. There's me, arms behind my head, talking about God knows what. I'm so naturally comfortable, just lying there. I don't know what I was talking about. I might have been talking about the podcast. Just there, my hands behind my head while he's looking at my dick.
Please never talk about me in them situations.
But he only looked at it for 30 seconds. And when he walked away, I was still looking at it, playing with me foreskin. And then I thought, I think I should stop. I think he's going to think I'm here for something else otherwise. But yeah, so that's going to happen in the next 8 weeks probably, mate. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Be nice for Christmas. My number one.
Go on, then.
My 21st.
Oh. That is a special one. What happened then? Go on, tell me.
Me band.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Sorry, I can't believe I'm asking this.
Yeah. Well, it was really good fun. We won the Essex Battle of the Bands. We sold out this big venue called the Army and Navy in Chelmsford. We won £500 or something like that. And we had... two coaches go up there with like all of our mates on it. So I got to do all the things I loved on my 21st. I got to see like literally all of my friends and I got to be the front man in a band and show off and have loads of attention. and then won it, and then went back to my mate's mum and dad's house for a party, and had a kiss and a cuddle with a young lady as well.
There's nothing better than a kiss with a girl that... I remember kissing the girl on New Year's Eve, and she was so... I was so boxed. Obviously, she came to her senses. But also, I'm not saying I roofied her. I mean, like, we dated for a while, and then she was like, oh, you're not the one for me. But that night of kissing, I was just like, best New Year's Eve of my life. So you're 21st, ending with a kiss and a cuddle. What a wonderful... Like, you can't set your goal far higher than that, Stu, really.
Nah. It was weird in the morning, because obviously, you know, my mate's mum then had to sort of explain to me that she was, you know, obviously still married to my mate's dad. And like, that was just a one-off for my birthday. But yeah, it was nice that she made the effort for me 21st. What's your number one?
I like a fancy dress party, I ain't going to lie. I like any excuse for a get-together, any excuse for a party. Birthdays are perfect for that. I'll be honest with you. It's not even your own birthday. I kind of like someone else's birthday where it's a fancy dress party. That might be my favourite birthday. Because the pressure's off of you. You haven't got to do any organising or anything like that.
Other people's parties are always better.
And then you can just go... And if you fucking... If you ruin it, and you... It's not your party. So if you show up and you've brought some kittens or something like that to sell at the party or, you know, whatever, you know, it's not, you haven't put the dampeners on your own day. Someone else has got to clear up that mess. Why is a cat drowned in the toilet? The bar. It's not your party.
Party boy Glasson was here, right?
Exactly. But it's not your problem. Like, you know, do whatever you want. And it's just, I just love a fancy dress party, mate. I love getting in fancy dress.
I love the idea that there's a drowned cat in this fucking kitten in this party and someone comes running downstairs to find out where fucking Chris Glasson is and you're frozen in the middle of a fucking game of musical statues. Not now. Not now.
I've got this. Yeah, amazing. Yeah. So that'd be it for me, mate. A nice good old fancy dress. You're great at fancy dress, even though you don't like it. You commit.
I hate it. I really hate fancy dress.
I think you protest too much about it.
No, I don't. I don't, because I've done it too much. And I'm never comfortable. Oh, do you know what? When Big Papa Jay's missus, Antonia, had her 40th, she done like a 70s disco thing. And I got like a kind of 70s disco outfit that fitted like a dream. And I do remember that night thinking... fucking love this outfit because it was comfortable and it looked good, and I was like, and I'm dancing to fucking great records, and I remember thinking, this is one of the fancy dresses. Oh, and when I've done Halloween, I've done
Negan.
Oh, that was easy.
The werewolf one
where I had the puffer jacket and the rucksack from American Werewolf. That was I maintenance that outfit. It's the maintenance side of it that I don't like about fancy dress, or the uncomfortableness. If you're wearing an outfit that's just not practical or is uncomfortable, then it hinders me night. Whereas Negan, I just had to put a neckerchief around my neck and put a black leather jacket on and just spend the night walking around with a baseball bat. And like, that's a standard night out in Grays. So it's like, it weren't too much of a fucking upgrade. But, when you see, like, people just, like, turning up with, like, where they've built things out of, like, a cardboard box and they're, like, got a structure to it that they're... And you think, what's that? I mean, yes, it looks good, but fucking what a ball ache. And I think I trace it back to being younger and, like, and thinking, does anyone pull wearing fancy dress when you're single?
No, I don't think so, no.
Yeah. And I think, like, maybe when I was young and single and you're going out to a party, it's an opportunity to try and meet someone, isn't it?
I don't think... Fancy dress is the only time I think women are safe from me.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.